When we're making bean bags, we want to work in partners. We get that good collaboration and cooperative learning going. If you want to, you can use newspaper underneath your workspace. This can help make cleanup a little bit easier. So the first step is one student holds open the sock while the other student puts handfuls of rice into it, and do this until you get the right size of bean bag that you want. The next step is to tie the sock closed. Sometimes students can handle this, sometimes they can't, so it could be a grown-up job depending on your situation. The third step is to flip that hanging part of the sock back over the bean bag so that it's not hanging out there. We find that having that hanging sock bit there makes it very tempting to swing the bean bag around in a way that might interfere with what other things you might be trying to do. And then, of course, the last step is to repeat this process and make a bean bag for everyone. And it's great when you're repeating to have the partner switch roles so everybody gets a chance to try to do the different role, the holding and the putting of the rice in, etc. And we want everybody in the classroom to have a bean bag. So there are, of course, factory-made bean bags that are readily available that you could buy and you might even have access to. You may choose to make your own bean bags anyway, regardless. And some reasons for this could be that it's obviously great to have kids work together, to be able to practice collaborative teamwork. Students might also feel a sense of ownership and pride over their creations that they, you know, may not have just if they're handed something as opposed to something they made themselves. At a later date, sometimes students take home their bean bags, and then this is a nice school-home connection. If you're working on that, you might want to, you know, let the parents know what you've been doing with bean bags in the classroom, and potentially they can do that at home with their families as well. And also, it's obviously great practice for fine motor skills to make bean bags themselves. A storage tip is to make sure you have a plastic container with a lid that you can put them in. These are made with rice, so they may be attractive to certain of our furry friends or six-legged friends who might want to get into them. So you want to make sure they're sealed away safely in your classroom.